So we are going to discuss now Breaking Bad.
Man, today's been an eventful day.
Oh my god, I'm kind of in shock. I don't understand why it ended that way.
Let's start off though. Be serious about how did we get into it?
You just want everyone to know that you told me to watch it.
No, I never. I don't know. Justin, I was going to say my reason.
Well, I watched it because Jamie told me to watch it.
Oh, I started this.
Yeah, I was like, Chad told me to watch this show, and there's this really hot guy on there, and it's
okay,
really good.
Okay, I never
good.
Said hot guy.
No, I said that's what I was telling Justin, why he should watch it. I was like, he's really hot, and the acting's amazing, and the show is just, like, such a boy show. Like, it's so good. You'll really like it.
I fell in love with it. Oh, my God. From the beginning, I fell in love.
It took me a while. I think I started watching, like, when the third season was over. That's when I actually picked up on it, because my friend Billy was the one that actually was in it. And, of course, other people would say, hey, this is a show to watch off of Netflix. So I think I watched, like, the first third season on Netflix, and then watched, and then ever since there, I watched the fourth and fifth. And was this the sixth season?
Well, kind of. Five was broken down.
Oh, yeah, five was broken down, yeah. So that's how I got into it, and I was hooked on it. I think it's one of my top five favorites TV shows.
Man, I remember that day like it was yesterday, because it was, like, last year around this time. I was, like, sitting on my couch, and I was, like, so bored and lonely, and I was, like, trying to find something to watch on Netflix, and I tried The Walking Dead, and the first, like, 5 minutes in the pilot, I was like, fuck this. This is the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
I'm the same way.
And
like, Walking Dead's not the greatest.
I feel like I tried Skins, the original, like, UK series.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, texting Chad, and I was like, Chad, what should I watch? And he was like, watch Breaking Bad. And, like, I did, so.
Yeah, I knew you would like it, though. Even though it took you a couple episodes to get into it.
Yeah, and
but I knew you'd like
fun
it.
Of the kid.
Oh, God. I was like, I remember I yelled at you.
Yeah, Chad's like, don't fucking talk to me again.
Yeah, I was like, you cannot make fun of
me. Yeah, I was
we're not even
going to
say
Walter
the
Jr.
word.
So bad.
I'm not even going to say the word about.
What Christmas? Was it last Christmas that you bought a t-shirt?
Oh,
Jesse
yeah,
Pittman?
It was last. I wore that actually to Drew's party, like
that's
his birthday
when, like,
white.
When you told
party.
Me, like, you were buying that t-shirt, that's when you told me to start watching it.
Yeah.
So I only started watching it about then.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
When I bought the Jesse Pinkman shirt?
What, caught up on all of it.
Yeah, I love that shirt. I only wore it once, though.
It was, so overall, what'd you guys think of the ending?
I'm shocked. Like, I thought they were going to do something, like, epic, and this was just in tone with the rest of the series. Like, it made sense what they did, but I just thought they were gonna,
like, you knew it was gonna happen that way.
It's kind of predictable. I guess, even though I didn't predict it, it seemed predictable. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, from the beginning, like, when I started watching it, I was like, I'm gonna need him to go full drug lord. You know, full Heisenberg. That's what I wanted.
Oh, that's how he was in, like, fourth season.
Yeah.
Man. He was gangsta.
But he never, even in the fourth season, he never went full Heisenberg.
Never wanted him to.
Me
he always
either.
Had a little bit, he
I,
always walked the line, and I wanted him to go
no,
full Heisenberg.
No, I never, because, like, no, because then he would have turned into exactly the guys that he worked for.
I wanted him to turn into those
no,
guys.
No, that was not him. He is
trouble,
a family
right?
man. I did like how
I know
he admitted.
That was the point, though. That wasn't him. I wanted to see him change. And
but
become something
he did
else.
Say that he admitted to his wife, though, he did it for himself.
Yes. That was the whole thing. He was in denial the whole time. And I never thought he would admit to his wife that he did it for himself.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought he would be like, oh, I did it for you. I did it for the kids. I was so surprised that in this season, finally, he finally admitted that he did it for himself.
Living up in a log cabinet with no one.
Yeah.
I guess he got to come to realization and be like,
it's time to think.
Like, all right, I was pretty selfish.
I just need to know what Jesse's doing now.
I know, isn't that crazy? I kind of would like to have an aftermath.
Maybe he'll be on that spinoff show.
With the lawyer. The lawyers, it's supposed to take place, like, beforehand. Like, with Gus
and
stuff.
Oh, it's a prequel?
Yeah.
It's supposed to, he's supposed to be his dealings with Gus, like, how he got involved in it.
I don't know if that would be good or not.
I didn't care about Gus.
Me either.
I was like, kill him.
I actually liked his epic face explosion. I liked it when he died. That was amazing.
That was probably one of the top five moments of Breaking Bad.
No way. One of the top five moments is when they kill that dude, and you, like, and he, like, keeps telling Jesse to buy, like, those plastic containers, and he puts it in the bathtub, and he falls through the floors. Yeah. That was definitely a top moment.
My epic moment. Now, this is a good subject. Epic moments. My best epic moment was actually with Hank, and it was after his... It was when those two, basically those two muscular Cuban guys were going after him, and he was at the hardware store, and, dude, yeah, but I'm just saying, the way he fought back, that was the shit right there. Yeah. And then that end part where he finally got that bullet into that caliber and wind it, bam, popped his face off, I was like, I'm pretty sure I stood up in that, and I was like, shit! Like, I was there, I was like, damn!
I love the little moments, like, I love the moment when Jesse Pinkman is at dinner with the family, and it's like that awkward dinner, like, like when the wife is kind of realizing there's more to this than, than she knew about, and like, and the moments where they would put Jesse in weird places, like at, towards the end where they would put, she put him in, the brother-in-law's house with Marie, and Marie's like, do you want some coffee? Like, those awkward moments are like my favorite. I felt like half of the series was just, where can we put Jesse Pinkman? That would be really awkward.
I just, like, he got the shittiest end of any deal in the whole entire world. Jesse. Everything that he ever cared about got taken from him.
And
everything.
And now he's broke, too.
He's broke. He just came out of, like, prisoner of war syndrome. What the heck?
He got back on the meth and shit. Yeah. I mean,
what has he got to look forward to? He was just racing off into what? Madness?
I mean, like if you could make a prediction, like, what do you think will
happen to Jesse?
Yeah.
Man.
I think he went crazy. Like, that was a crazy laugh at the end that he was letting off. Like, he went nuts.
Yeah, he did.
He might be the next Heisenberg.
But you think about it, with him being with those gangsters for so long, he may be able to know where all their money is.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
and
I
they're
thought.
All dead,
yeah.
So he can go get their money.
Yeah. I mean, take off. Obviously, I mean, those dudes, I mean, they're fucking shady, but they had some kind of brilliance.
Not only that,
they're not going
like,
to leave money around for the
Jesse's
cops to get
Jesse's friends
it.
Are clearly still down for whatever. So, all Jesse has to do, I mean, Jesse knows how to make that shit, and yeah, he might not have a big stockpile of it, but he could probably make enough to make himself some money and get the fuck out of there.
I'm telling you, he could be the next Tyson.
He's not going to be, though. He's not gangster enough. Jesse cares way too much.
He just killed Todd at the end. He turned gangster. That
dude, Todd did some shady-ass shit.
First of all, Jesse killed anybody that he had to kill. Like, he's killed people before, but it was always in a position where it was him or someone else, and he had to kill Meth Damon.
And Todd was...
I don't know.
Todd was straight up... had the serial killer attitude, okay? That dude showed no remorse for whatever the fuck he did. And, yeah, don't take it personal. You know, just fucking just shoot
man,
someone.
Like, when he first came, when he first came in on the show, I was like, who is this guy? And, like, why is he, like, why does Walt trust him? Like, that's what I want to know. How did Walt get involved with Meth Damon? Like...
Walt met him because he... Remember when they, he was working... Okay, they hired... They hired his uncle and his uncle's team to help when they were, like, pretending to, like, bug houses.
Yeah.
Matt Damon, or Meth Damon, or whatever you call him, Todd, was one of the people that was, like, pretending to bug the houses.
Right.
And that's where he met him. Like, he started working
And he just trusted him?
He just said, I'll work for you if you want me to do a job. And he said, okay.
I think he just wanted some handyman.
It was when Jesse was like, it was when Jesse was like, I'm not sure I want to help you kind of thing. And he needed someone. So he just kind of picked Todd. And so Todd was a hard worker and was interested. And he already knew he could keep secrets because he worked for his uncle.
I just really thought that Todd was going to be like the next Jesse. Like, I thought Todd was going to be like.
He was better than the next Jesse.
No! There is nothing good about Meth Damon.
Yeah. I was just glad to see that dude.
Or Todd or whatever his name is. Ooh, 11-11. I always check the clock. It's 11:11 on the dot.
What's the? I guess
I wanted to see Jesse kill Walter Jr. No.
Oh yeah, revenge.
I'm the real son, bitch.
Yes.
Awesome.
Man, if somebody, all these people I know, like, do all these Christopher Walken impressions. If somebody could say "bitch" like Jesse Pinkman. I would probably dry hump them, like, right then and there.
Wow. Don John style?
I'd, like, get on my knees.
Is there any kind of, like, questions that you just never understood about the whole series? Like, there's something that you always wanted to know about it.
I don't know.
I feel like I do have those, but I, like, can't think of any right now. I'm still so in shock.
Mine is pretty dumb, but I seriously... And I even tried Googling this, too. Why do they wear... They're in, what, New Mexico, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Why is it the stuff that they wear is, like... I mean, when
for
Jesse
the winter,
first, yeah. When Jesse,
he always has hoodies on.
Yeah, he has like hoodies.
Good question.
And
it gets
like,
cold in the desert. They talk about it a couple times in the show.
Yeah,
like,
but
especially
even
in
when
this last season,
even when they was hot.
Have
out
you
there.
Ever been in the desert before? I grew up in Nevada, so I know. Like in the daytime, yeah. It's 100 degrees, but at nighttime, you need a hoodie because it's fucking cold out.
Yeah, but
like
I
it's
mean,
cold in the desert.
But a lot
people
of times
have hoodies
they
and
film
coats
during
out
the
there.
Daytime, though. I mean, they would just be out in the desert, and Jesse would be on his full-on hoodie, and then freaking. Walt would just be in his full suit and stuff for, you know, like, teacher's outfit.
Yeah.
Even though he did pretty much get almost naked all the time
they
the whole
did
season.
Film. It wasn't like they filmed somewhere else either. They filmed in New Mexico.
And I know, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I even tried to Google it and be like, you know...
Why did they wear so many clothes?
I was like, why did you guys wear so many clothes when it's freaking hot? I think I did come across something where he was being interviewed and he did say that... They would get hot, like, a lot, and they would sweat out there, and they would have to, like, redo makeup and stuff.
The only thing I didn't like about the finale is the wife.
Wow.
Like, I thought she was gonna be more gangster.
Yeah.
More of a part of it, instead of just him saying
she
goodbye.
She never embraced her Mrs. Heisenberg, and I wanted her to.
Yeah. Like, she went back and forth so many times with being evil and being good, being evil and being good, and I just don't think that the end gave her enough.
You know, to be honest, Jesse really wasn't in that show that long.
No.
The season finale.
No, I don't think it gave Jesse good enough either. I mean, the whole show is about Walt. And
it's supposed to be about Walt.
Yeah,
yeah
and
is.
I mean, it is.
Jesse ended up stealing the show, but...
I mean, he was supposed to die in the first season anyways,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I'm just glad he didn't die. That was my only wish, is that Jesse didn't die.
And he did.
I knew he was going to die. I knew Walt was going to die.
Everyone else died.
But still, though, I mean, it's up in the air. Like, what's going to happen to Jesse? Like, he's fucked.
I think he hit a tree on the way home and died.
Or he's going to OD.
He was probably still doing his own meth while he was there.
I don't think he was allowed to do his own meth.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him. We have rules here. You can't do your own drugs.
I'm pretty sure the only thing he was allowed to do was cook his meth and eat ice cream.
Yeah. He's looking like a caveman.
He looked hot.
Boy,
he didn't have to shave or take a shower. He was hot.
Yeah, he wasn't in there.
He was 90s grunge.
Disgusting.
90s grunge. Smoking.
Trying to think if they, like, left anyone out. Should have been in there. You know, that's, like, followed through all the seasons. I was glad they brought his friends back.
Me too.
Because they were, like, in and out of that whole... And I thought those mugs would have died a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because they did stupid shit.
They were ridiculous.
Yeah. They did anything for money and meth.
Do you like that they killed Lydia in the end? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes
she deserved
it.
I think that was probably the best part. Like, in that whole... The season finale is just how she finally got her in of the deal.
Yeah.
Did she really deserve it, though? Like, what did she do that was so bad?
Dude, that was her whole operation, man. She owned, like, half of that meth operation.
Yeah.
When they introduced her, like, she was full. She was half partners with Gus.
She should have been dead anyway when, what's his name? The one guy that Jesse, like, loved.
Yeah, what was
that
his name?
That dude was supposed to kill her.
Yeah.
And he gave her an extra chance. She should have died. That bitch's time was up.
How old was that guy's name?
I don't remember.
He talked to him about it a lot. It was like, that was supposed to be like, Jesse was supposed to be like his prodigy.
Yeah.
Like, he was training him and everything.
He loved Jesse.
He definitely was. But.
The hitman guy?
Yeah,
the hitman, the old guy. God, what was his name, though? We need to look that up.
Somebody IMDb that shit.
Mm. Yeah. He always talked about him all the time.
Like everyone Jesse loved died. It was so sad.
Jeez.
True story. Ooh, I hated that girlfriend he had, though.
The first one, the one that OD'd. I love that Walter finally told him that he said, yeah, by the way, I was there when she died. I could have saved her. Like, that's fucking crazy. He never had to tell him that. He told him that just to get at him.
My heart broke.
Yeah.
You're like, why did he have to do that? Stop it!
And then the second girlfriend, he watched her get shot in the head by Todd.
That was bad. Yeah, we need to find out what happened to that little Mexican kid. He's in a foster home, or maybe Jesse will go pick him up and go crazy.
Jesse adopted him.
Like, so since Hank died, is everything that Jesse did, like, as far as testifying and all of that, is that out the window?
Yeah, because Hank never turned it in to anyone. He just kept it to himself. Him and his partner, and they both died. So they were the only ones who knew about it. So Jesse's not, like, in trouble with the DA or anything. He's free.
Oh.
He can go get that money that's hidden and run off. And no one will ever find him ever again if he wants to.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did make a
but
deal.
But how come they were all after Heisenberg then? Because they all knew about Walter. You know what I mean? Like, so wouldn't they have known about Jesse?
Was it just all on his thing? No, I thought it was they were all for his wife.
His name was Mike.
I mean, I knew his wife was in trouble and she was involved.
And his name was Mike.
Yeah, like
I thought Hank Erm like
Trout.
What?
Mike.
That's why he was at. If Hank would have turned Jesse in, Jesse would have been in a jail cell. Jesse was at his house.
Yeah,
you don't just keep a prisoner at your house. He was doing that because he was keeping that under his foot at that point. Like he wasn't telling anyone about Jesse.
So how did everybody find out about Walter but not Jesse?
Somehow through the wife, because Hank must have turned the wife in or something. I don't really understand how that happened.
Wait, how they found out? Oh, I know how they found out.
How?
Well, it was like the beginning of the first episode, because he finally put all of his clues together. Because Remember, like, in the first five episodes...
No, not how he initially found out about him. I'm saying, at the end...
She thinks that it was Jesse's testimony that helped... The DEA put a case for Walt.
But they never told anybody.
But
so my
they
question
never told
is, how do they know
Jesse?
That Walt is bad?
How
do
they build a case for Walt?
How does the DEA, like, you know how everyone's
out
there?
Oh, yeah, because, like, it's pretty much almost, like, 6 months went by and all the cops were looking for him
and
stuff.
Yeah, like, how do they
know?
I
think it had something to do with the rich couple. Because when he was watching
that's a good point. That's kind of a hole in the story.
When he was watching...
it wasn't Jesse. It couldn't have been Jesse.
Was it when the son called 911 and was like, my dad killed somebody? And...
It has to be that, yeah. That has to be the point that kicked it all off with the DEA.
So maybe nobody still knows about Jesse then?
Yes.
Well, what if the wife told? Because...
I mean, Marie could have said something.
I think Marie said something. Marie had to have said something.
Yeah, because they
But that would have only gotten Hank in trouble because Hank was doing something against the rules.
Right, but Hank was dead.
So
why are they after his wife? Like, how are they after Walt and his whole family?
Yeah, Marie probably told him all about what happened with Jesse when he was
Oh, yeah, Marie had a... Marie obviously spilled everything to the DEA.
She probably did.
So if they're after Walter, then they would have been after Jesse, too. Because
didn't
Jesse
record
missing.
That testimony,
Yeah,
too?
Jesse
yeah.
did.
Yeah,
they could have found that recording as well when they were going into his house.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's true.
Even
no,
they
no,
never
they,
went
they did.
For Jesse.
I thought there was a scene where the DA played that recording
was
of
it?
Jesse. I don't know.
You'd think they'd go look for him. He was prisoner. Go save him.
Yeah.
They probably just think that he's wherever...
Walt is?
No, wherever else.
Well, because they know it was still cooking. The DA knew that it was still on the market.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just assumed they figured that he was wherever Hank was. Because nobody knew where
Hank
was either.
Yeah.
Right.
Then Jesse
with
Hank.
They knew Hank was dead, though.
Yeah.
Probably thought they were all three dead. Yeah.
True. But then the DA would be like, wait, that shit's still on the market, and only two people in the whole world knows how to make that. So
as far as I know.
So, I mean, so they could just be like, oh, well, maybe he's still at it again. Because I do remember, though, when they I don't know, who are that rich, those rich people, you know, his ex-girlfriend and, you know, the guy that took his company over and stuff. They were on that TV show, and they were talking about, like, you know, basically, like, his company was going, was losing credibility because of Walter and stuff, and how they were talking about.
Which is why they donated all that money to, like, meth relief or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So, that was a good thing to do. Like, I mean, it started off pretty good. Like, trying to end all tides and stuff with
people. Did you hear why, Jamie and I were talking about this earlier, but did you hear why they even added those people back into the show at the end? The creator's original idea was never to add them back in.
Really?
He did that for a specific reason.
The article said, there was, like, this boy that was dying of cancer, and his favorite show was Breaking Bad, and, like, he wrote, like, Vince, whatever his name is, and he met with Vince, and he was, like, told him what questions he had about the show, and one of his major questions was he really wanted to know more.
Well, the way it went, it was the kid was dying of cancer.
Yeah,
he was going to die pretty soon, it was pretty clear
that
he was going to die. So he said, do you want to know what happens in the end? He was just going to tell him the ending of the show. And he's like, no, I'm going to live, I'm going to find out just like everyone else. And he's like, well, do you have a question then? And he's like, yeah, I've always wanted to know what happened to... What were they called? Stan, Lorraine, or whatever. What were their names?
I have no idea.
Yeah, those two people at the end that started the company with them, whatever. And
just
he's like,
ex-partner.
He's like, oh, okay. So that's the only reason why he put them in the finale is because of that kid. Otherwise, he wouldn't have.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have used them.
I feel like that was a good, good move.
But it's sad because the kid died before the end, so he's never going to
know. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, the kid died.
No, he watched it in heaven.
That's what Justin said.
So, because that's what you do when you go to heaven, you watch Breaking Bad.
You watch whatever shows you want.
He was watching it tonight.
In heaven, you have infinite channels.
Should just let him tell him the ending.
He actually was going to tell him the ending.
Yeah, because he was dying. He was going to die soon. Like, it was clear. He wasn't going to make it to the day.
That's really sad.
Oh, that's sad, because he was even like, no, I'll watch it when everyone else does.
Man.
His question was, he wanted to know what happened to them.
Yeah, he wanted to know more of a backstory for those two.
They are shitty wealthy people. I don't think they really did anything bad. I mean... Yeah, they stole Walter's ideas and shit, but...
It was shitty of them not to give him any credit, because they wanted to distance themselves from his bad doings, but, like, they could have still said, yeah, he was a big part of the company in the beginning, and then he left, for whatever reason. Like, they could have...
Well, I'm trying to think back, like, the whole reason him and that girl broke up, and, like... What was the reason between that?
I don't know.
I
can think about is my bed and my cat. I'm tired.
Man.
Wow.
I was going to let you watch the crazy ones.
What's the crazy one?
The movie, the TV show that you want to watch with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh,
yeah, I have it.
We have Xfinity, so we can watch anything the next day.
I mean, I just had it right here. Are you guys just saying you don't want to hang out no more?
Chad, I think I'm done with you for the day.
Wow. Alright, well, I guess we're done recording then.
Alright, peace out. Bye.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking
what do
bad.
They say on Breaking Bad? They say have an A1 day.
Yeah, have an A1 day.
Have an A1 day.
Commercials.